It is Rock Drive Friday afternoon, as promised. Some international celebrities about to jump on a jet and head overseas to represent New Zealand. A couple of the Sharp Blacks with us as well. Rubes, Dan, first of all, for those that don't know what the Sharp Blacks are, what are they?
We're a team of seven, competing six people of butchers. We're not necessarily the best butchers, but we think we were the best team from New Zealand. And we're heading over to Paris to WBC.
So, Dan, we'll jump on the mic there, brother, Matt. What are the competition parts? Like, everyone knows their butcher. Everyone's got a relationship with their butcher. And you guys aren't in the same shop.
Yeah.
So how do you get pulled together? And then what is it that you do when you're in competition?
Selected from, like, different categories of what we do in previous comps throughout New Zealand. And then we're all thrown together. The comp's made up of different criteria like breaking and boning, cookability, saleability, yield, so your wastage and everything like that.
Is it done on speed? Is it kind of like a pace thing as well as a tidiness at the end? Or
So if you don't finish, you don't place. So 3.5 hours from start to finish.
Yeah, okay.
How have the Sharp Blacks gone in previous years, Rubes? Because this is pretty much almost the same team again, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the same team that we had in Sacramento in 2022. And we managed to pull away with third, which was pretty respectful. Because with the whole COVID thing, we only had 6 months to sort of pull ourselves together.
How many countries around the world are represented?
14 this time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nice. This is like your World Cup then.
Olympics.
The Olympics
of butchering.
Yeah. And obviously, you'll be travelling on a private jet to get over there, as you normally do in these sort of competition setups. How do you get sorted and funded over to it?
Well, we have some pretty amazing sponsors that have sort of come on board. Name right sponsor is Heller's. They've been great. They've been with us for quite a while. They were with us last time as well. And now we've got a knife sponsor that's jumped on, which is Gareth.
Pretty spectacular stuff. I mean, we've been Dutch Ruddering Gareth and Victory Knives for quite some time. It makes an amazing kit.
Not the best.
And we got you guys in before the chat here to do a bit of a boning out, I guess, how-to on leg of lamb, breaking down a chook, mixing up a ox heart, and then even tying off a pork loin. So we'll put those videos up on the Rock Drive socials so that you can actually learn how to do stuff. Because I think it's a lost art. Do you feel like, I mean, because you guys are quite young, are there younger bucks coming through the ranks?
Yeah, we've got quite a few. Like, New Zealand's got a strong apprenticeship scheme and competitions and stuff that the apprentices go through.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of young blood coming through, and the knowledge in the butchery world is pretty strong.
I think, Rubes, you're probably going to ban your apprentices from going skiing in the weekends now, snowboarding?
Yeah, well, that's my young fella.
Oh, is that your young fella?
That's my young fella.
Okay.
Yeah, he's definitely banned.
No. He did a backflip and snapped his femur.
That'll do it. Mm. Yeah, that's unlucky. And, Danimal, you're from Mungify, so you obviously see Rog coming in there, and he'll be getting whatever scrapings are off the floor to save himself a couple of bucks and put to a sausage. Are you butchering in jandals and board shorts up there? Is it sort of different where you
it's
go?
It's close to it. We've upgraded to Birkenstocks recently. Yeah. So
we're moving with the times. Well, I guess we're just going to wish you the very best of luck. And cheers for doing the filming with us out there and teaching us a little bit. I got to try ox's heart. It's not quite as good as what Jay said it was going to be, but it was pretty tasty.
Yeah, we gave it a little rum and cue seasoning, which obviously can mask anything. You could probably get that Birkenstock and chuck a bit of rum and cue on it. It actually tastes all right coming off the barbecue. But we've even been given, Gareth, do you want to jump on the mic as well? Gareth from Victory Knives is in here. We've got a couple of sets. What is the set that we've got to give away?
So the Heller Sharp Black set was put together. It's basically all the stuff the guys use in competition. We've got steak knives, a couple of boning knives, and a Santoku knife for the trimmings and the garnishes and stuff. It's in a custom leather roll with Sharp Blacks on it. We only made 300 of them. We sold most of them, but there's a couple there that we've got that we're giving away to listeners. So these boys will come up with something snappy to make you think.
Yeah, well, if you want to follow how the lads are going, you can text VICTORY to 3520, and that'll put you in the draw, and you can see how you can follow along with the Sharp Blacks as they take on the rest of the world representing us.
Good luck for the trip, guys. Rubes, enjoy the holiday after. You're going to go, he's going on a cruise ship.
Are ya?
Yeah, in the hell spots, aren't you?
Oh, eh? Couple of pineapples on the door handle, see how we go.
The old smorgasbord. I put 5 kilos on last time I was there for one.
Did you? Yeah. It's good, Dutch.
Get yourself some white New Balances and a fanny pack and a linen shirt. Make yourself at home. They're bloody good times.
Nice work, lads. Go well and best luck for the competition.
Cheers.
Thank you. The Rock Drive. Jay and Dunks Drive Home.